23, Luke chapter number 23. We started a couple of weeks, several weeks ago, on the seventh day of Christ on the cross. We went through the first and the cry of forgiveness found in Luke chapter number 23. The Bible says there, I believe it is in verse 434 of Luke 23, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The first saying of Christ on the cross. Then we see tonight the second saying of Christ on the cross. First saying of Christ on the cross is the cry of forgiveness. The second saying of Christ on the cross is seen in verse 43 of chapter 23, the Word of God says this. Jesus said, or verse 42 start with, and he said, and Jesus speaking about the thief on the cross, Lord, remember me when I comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So we see the second saying of Christ on the cross is found in Luke chapter number 23, verse number 43. It is a cry for salvation or cry of salvation. First of all, I want you to notice a few things about this passage of scripture here. And you find out in verse number 39, about the one of the malefactors which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Verse 40, but the other answered and rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. First of all, you see in this passage of scripture, we see three individuals. Amen. Not only we see three individuals, amen, but we see three things, or three points I want to bring out tonight. Amen. We see a sinner, we see a Savior, and we see salvation. First of all, I want you to notice it is a divine picture of grace. Amen. This passage of scripture that we're preaching upon tonight, the second cry of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, is a very beautiful picture of the grace of God. You see this thief, this repentant thief, the one who, first of all, let me say, amen, if something happened in this thief, amen, that was put on the cross, we find out in the book of Matthew, chapter number 27, verse number 44, where God said, the thieves also which were crucified with him kept the same in his teeth. So we see that originally when Jesus was first hung up on the cross, both thieves, cast the same in his teeth. In other words, what the Pharisees had said, you see, all the Jews were saying the mockery were hanging upon the Savior. Bible said, the two thieves kept the same in his teeth. But don't you know something the Bible said here in chapter 23? Hey man, there's a different version, not only a different version, but a different outlook from this second thief or from the one hanging on one of the two thieves. I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed, man. Hey man, he didn't see. Hey man, where the darkness came upon. After Jesus died, he didn't see the darkness that came upon the land. He didn't see all the miracles that happened around the cross. All he seen. Hey man, he heard the first cry. Hey man, of Jesus when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And perhaps we see. Amen. Here in this same passage of scripture, the Bible said, I believe it in verse number 38, and his superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. Amen. Between those two events, between, amen, when Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. And maybe that sign with hung upon. Amen. Over him on the cross said, this is the King of the Jews. Something happened. Amen. In that thief's heart, in that thief's mind. Amen. Instead of catching the same in his teeth as he did when he originally, amen, looked at Jesus on the cross. Amen. Something got into his heart. Amen. I believe, I don't know, maybe it was the look of Jesus. Maybe it was a sign that was put over his head, over the cross. This is the King of the Jews. Maybe, I just want to thank the Holy Ghost of God. Took that sign, Brother Ed, amen, and pounded it upon through his eye, into his heart. Said, wait a minute. Maybe this is the King of the Jews. Here you are about to die. Maybe you need to look to somebody. Can I say today, I'm glad. Maybe whatever it was that changed, thank God it changed in that old thief. But I want you to notice, I said it with a divine picture of grace. Hey man, we find out that this thief that was making a cry here, we find out that, amen, first of all, he was a thief. Hey man, he had done what he said he'd done. But I want you to notice, first of all, we see
amen, the reason for the saying. Why did Jesus say, Father, forgive, or today shalt thou be with me in paradise? We see the reason of the sin is the reception of the perception of the sinner. Something happened in that sinner's life, or that thief, amen, that changed his mind. He began to perceive that maybe this is who everybody said he was. Maybe this was the King of the Jews. Something happened in his mind and in his heart that brought him from a raven and kept him the same in his teeth. Had to perceive this man was different. This man was not what the Jews was claiming he was, but this man was truly the King of the Jews, or the Son of God. And I say, I'm glad, thank God, something happened to my heart. Thank God the preacher will preach the Word of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God revealed to me, having gave me the perception and realized that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Jesus was truly the one, amen, that could bring salvation to my heart. Amen. Help to my soul and peace to my life. I'm glad of that perception and that sinner had allowed him to change his mind, to change his heart. I believe, like I said, God really brought on by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Convicted his heart and allowed him to see the Savior in a different light. Amen. That he originally looked upon him and realized, thank God, that he was truly the Son of God. But Brandon, I've seen folks, amen, it wasn't even dark in the church house. I've seen folks wouldn't even talk about the Lord. All of a sudden, something happened in their heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God began to deal with them. Amen. Give them the reception to be able to see Jesus. Amen. For who, how they need to see him. Had one that could help them in the midst of their trouble and trials. Amen. Brother Junior, ain't you glad the Holy Ghost of God gave you the perception one day to realize he was what could keep you out of hell. Thank God he was one that could bring salvation to your heart and your soul. We see the perception. That old sinner. Amen. Not only we see the perception of that old sinner, that old thief. Then we see a second thing about the reason for the saying of Jesus on the cross, the second saying of Jesus on the cross. Now the first reason is the perception of the saying of the sinner. But we see also the penitence, or the repentance of the sinner. Amen. The Bible said here, amen, in chapter number 40. Amen. First of all, he said, but the other answering, I rebuked him in verse 9, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed. But this man had done nothing amiss. In that perception, we see that he realized that Jesus had done nothing amiss. He was that perfect Savior. He was that sinless Savior. And can I say today, before we can see him as our salvation, for our salvation, Brother Dwayne, we had to realize that he was that sinless Savior, that submissive Savior, that suffering Savior. Amen. He was who he said he was. And that's how this old thief saw him. He saw him. He perceived him as truly the Son of God. Then he began to cry out to that other thief. He said, don't you realize? Don't you fear God? Hey, we indeed get what was coming to us. Amen. He wasn't nothing but a thief. Amen. What that word thief, it simply means a robber, one that forcibly came up on individuals and robbed them of what they had. It wasn't someone that cheated them or swindled them out of somebody. It was something that forcibly come in and done them hard and, amen, took away from them. He said, we've done everything we've got coming to us that really belong to us because we've done things that our condemnation come upon us justly. But this man has done nothing amiss. See the perception of the sinner. Then we see what it said. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said, Jesus, Lord, remember me. First of all, when he made that statement in verse number 41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deed. Brother Ed, what he was simply saying, he was showing his repentance as a sinner. In other words, he's simply saying, I'm just an old sinner. Have we messed up? Amen. We're indeed a sinner. We need to die for our sin because we've done it justly. Amen. It comes upon us rightly. He was calling out through repentance, saying, I'm just an old sinner. Amen. First of all, we see how the perception of that sinner, but we see how, thank God, the penitence of that sinner how, cried out for forgiveness. And said, Lord, I'm just an old sinner. I get what coming to me. Amen, because of sin. Heard Brother Perry made the statement. We made it this morning in broadcast. Amen. Sin brings consequence. Sin brings death. He said, listen, amen. We got what come to us. We're gonna die. Amen. And reason enough because we've got it. We've done what constituted it is. We've messed up. We've sinned. We brought it upon ourselves. Oh, but I'm glad he looked to the Savior. Amen. Said, remember me. Not only see how, hey man, thank God the perception of that sinner, how the penance of that sinner, but I like what he said. We see the petition of that old thief. He said, Lord, hey man, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Hey man, he recognized him as Lord. He recognized him as the one. Thank God. Now I want you to understand. I want you to get the picture. Oh, we see the divine grace of God, but we see perfect faith in this old sinner. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Here is Jesus, the very Son of God. And the Bible says his vision was changed so marred. He was unrecognizable. Had been beaten. A thorn crowned upon his head. His body, though now was mangled. Amen. The flesh was hanging on his back with a whipping and a scourging. Blood was dripping through his brow. Because of the crown of thorn put upon him. No doubt he was at the point. Dehydration because of all the blood he shed, of all the fluid that escaped his body. Oh, can't even begin to comprehend what he looked like. Oh, but that old thief looked at that mangled body. Oh, that old bloody mess. Oh, and through it all, thank God he's seen to the heart of Jesus. Thank God he's seen through all the fields. He's seen through all the things the sin had brought. Heaven, when he took and became sin for us who knew no sin, he took upon our sin. He was made sin for us who knew no sin that we might be made the righteous of God in him. He took it upon himself. But thank God the Holy Ghost of God allowed that old sinner to look through all the blood, all the mess in his body was, and see the darling Son of God. Ain't you glad? Thank God. Oh, amen. When the Holy Ghost of God convicted our heart. Amen, Brother Junior, and allowed us to see through all. Amen, the excuses that this old flesh could give us, that this old devil could give, see all through all. Amen, the accusations through all. Amen, the excuses of everybody could put upon. Well, you don't need to become a Christian. You don't need to accept that. A man called Jesus, the Holy Ghost of God, I look through it all and see through the darling Son of God who loved us. Gave himself for us. See the petition of the sinner. He said, Lord, amen, remember me. Amen. He didn't say think of me, but he simply said, Lord, remember me. I believe in that petition, he realized that, amen, that Jesus was who he was. We see that he realized, amen, that ain't nothing he could do for himself. All he could say is, Lord, just remember me. When you come into your kingdom, he realized that Jesus was fixing to go back into his kingdom from which he came. Whoa, but he said, Lord, remember me. Honey, it wasn't a drawn out prayer. It wasn't just a very eloquent, amen, repentance. But he was simply, Lord, remember me when I come into thy kingdom. I'm glad it don't take a long drawn out prayer. Amen, receive the salvation of God. I'm glad it's just simply see, and this old sinner see. He realized, thank God that Jesus was the only Son of God. He realized that he had done. Amen. He ain't what was coming to him because of sin. But he cried out to that darling Son of God and simply said, Lord, remember me when I come into thy kingdom. We see the reason of the saying, hey man, was that old sinner. Thank God what the sinner said, Lord, remember me. But then we see the second thing, not only the reason for the saying, but we see the revelation, amen, of the saying. Jesus said this. Jesus said, and said, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This second sin of Christ on the cross, we see the revelation of the Savior. The revelation of the Savior. Oh, you say, preacher, what is that? Well, he says, first of all, the capability of the Savior. Amen. When this, old repentant thief cried out, Lord, remember me. When I come into thy kingdom. I like what he said. He said here, he said, verily, truly, I say unto thee. In other words, he didn't have to question. He didn't have to doubt. In the midst of all his suffering, in the midst of all his pain. Amen. He looked at him and said, verily, or truly, thank God. I'm glad we received the capability in that revelation of the Savior. We see his capability of the Savior to be able, in the midst of all the pain and agony, in the midst right before his death, still have the power to save an old sinner. He was capable. He was able, even in the midst of all the pain, amen, to reach down out with his word and say, amen, verily or truly. He said, I say unto thee. Thank God he could speak for himself because he was the Son of God. He was the one that had the capability, amen, to forgive that man of the sin he committed. He had the one that had the capability, amen, to hear the cry of that sinner. He's the one that had the capability to do something about it, he and he alone. Now we see the capability of the Savior, but I'm glad also we see the compassion of the Savior. You heard me make mention, we made mention over there about speaking upon the cry of forgiveness of the first cry of Christ on the cross. Amen. And I've told you, and many of you can sympathize with what I'm fixing to say. Honey, when I'm in a lot of pain, amen, hurting, in agony, honey, I ain't concerned about nobody else. All I'm concerned about is me. I don't want nobody to hardly talk to me and just leave me alone. That's about the way we feel. I'm glad that Jesus, in the midst of all that, he had compassion. Oh, here this saint, this old thief, that just a few moments before, Brother Ed had cast the same in his teeth. In other words, had mocked him, having derided him just like the high priest and just like his other malefactor had. But thank God, I'm glad. I thank God in the midst of it. Amen. When Jesus seen, amen, that the Holy Ghost of God had revealed to him that old sinner who the Son of Jesus truly was. I'm glad when that old sinner cried out, amen, Lord, remember me when I come into thy kingdom. Brother Wendell, I'm glad. I thank God that Jesus didn't do like a lot of us. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Hey, what was you saying just a few minutes ago? Oh, that wasn't my Savior. But thank God, he said, oh, verily, I say unto thee. I believe you looked over there, Miss Martha. Made a tear coming from his eye. I don't know. Oh, but with a heart of compassion full of love. Amen. And cried out. Amen. To that old sinner. Amen. The capability he had. Cried out and showed his compassion. Ain't you glad? Amen. The compassionate heart of the Savior. Brother Edwin, we didn't want to acknowledge him for who he was, just like that old sinner. Oh, probably made fun and used words about him that maybe we shouldn't have used before we become a child of God. Amen. But yet, when we realized who he was through the Holy Spirit that showed us who he really was. Brother Wendell, ain't you glad all the time you had the old bottle up and you, amen, drunk, maybe saying things about religion, saying maybe things about the, I don't know what all you might have said or could not have said. Ain't you glad to thank God when that time come, when God showed you the Savior for who he really was, the Son of God, that could take away your old sin. Ain't you glad, thank God, in the midst of your cry, that compassionate Savior, amen, that you'd made fun of, you'd mocked at, that same compassionate Savior, amen, her key to you, amen, received, amen, you as his, through that compassionate heart. Thank God we see the capability of the Savior, the compassion of the Savior. Then we see the compliance of the Savior. See, look what he said. Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This thief had just cried out. Amen. He had cried out through penitence. He had cried out at that petition to the Savior, said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And I'm glad not only we see, amen, the capability of the Savior to be able to grant this request, the compassion of the Savior to be able to grant this request. But thank God we see the compliance of the Savior in the fact that he did grant this request. He said, truly, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with, I like what he said. He said, today. He didn't say tomorrow. He said, well, I'll think about it. Well, we'll see. We'll see about it. But Brother Junior, I'm glad. He looked over at that old thief. I believe he looked there and said, today, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Not only did he say that shalt thou be in paradise, but he said, you'll be with me. That's the glad thing, God. That's the compassionate heart of our Savior. Not only will you be in paradise, but honey, I'll be right there with you. Don't you think it's ironic? I told you as we started this message, we see a divine picture of the grace of God. Don't you think it ironic that the last person, amen, that Jesus spoke directly to was just an old sinner? Don't you think maybe when he got to paradise, the first one he saw was just that same old sinner? The very last one that he spoke, hey man, some of the very last words that he spoke, when the last word was he spoke, the third saying, he spoke to the disciple and his mother. But we see how he looked at that thief and said, today, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Ain't she glad? Oh, can I see, not only we see, thank God, the petition of the compliance of the Savior. We see, hey man, first of all, the sinner, and the reason the sin is that sinner. Hey man, we see, hey man, second of all, the revelation of the sin. We see the Savior. And third of all, the last of all, we see the reassurance of the sin. Oh, we see salvation. Jesus said, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Bible said in verse 44, and it was about the sixth day, and there was the darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Bible scholars said that Jesus hung on that old cross for 6 hours. We find out for 3 hours, from 6 to 9, 6 hours to ninth hour, and that verse we just quoted, they were darkness over all the land. They were the time of silence. Between the first two sayings of Christ on the cross and the last 5 sayings of Christ on the cross, amen, we see there was maybe a silence of about 3 hours when he was silent for those 3 hours. Those agony, Brother Dwayne, you heard me make the statement about Jesus, amen, and the battle he went through physically. I believe during those 3 hours, amen, when darkness was all throughout the land, I believe it was a time when Jesus was battling all the demons, all the demonic forces, amen, of hell coming against him. All the amen, the sin that was placed upon him. I can't imagine emotional suffering and torment that he went through because of what he was carrying, of what he was bearing, what he was dying for. I believe it was in those times of darkness. Amen. When he fell all alone, he was through all the sin. Amen. The sin of the whole world that was upon him. But through all that, he still was able to look over to that old sinner before it all and say, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Thank God we see the reassurance of the saying that we see the salvation. Like what he said. In the testimony. He said, verily, today. Jesus said to that sinner, we see the reassurance that came through the sin of the Savior, the testimony of the Savior. I believe, thank God, when Jesus looked over at those little sinners, amen, it says, verily, today. I believe that word verily simply means truly. I believe that old thief got some reassurance because of the testimony Sister Nancy that Jesus gave and saying, truly, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That testimony that Jesus lived, brought, thank God that reassurance, amen, for salvation that old sinner was looking for. Oh, it's testimony, but I like what he said. We see the theology of it, or the truth of it. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, hey man, can I say that old thief no doubt heard the accusation of the Jews? Oh, but thank God
He heard a lesson in theology. Thank God, brother. You say, preacher, what's theology? Theology is simply the truth of the Word of God. Oh, he realized, and he got that reassurance, Brother Dwayne, that he needed. Amen. When Jesus, the very Son of God, that had the capability, that had the compassion, amen, to do what needed to be done for that old sinner. Amen. He realized that he was truly the Son of God. And it was that theology, that truth, that brought reassurance to that old sinner that salvation had come to his house. I believe in that same theology. Amen, allowed old Zacchaeus to come down that little tree when Jesus looked up to him. Amen, said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house today. I'm glad. Ain't you glad, Brother Wendell? Thank God it's that same truth that touched your heart. Amen, that Sunday night or Sunday morning, whatever time it was. Amen, said, oh, truly. Amen, if you'll just come to me. Amen, I'll in no wise cast you out. If you'll come to me. Amen, I'll save your soul. It was that truth that finally, amen, got beyond your doubt. Amen, allowed you to see Jesus for who he was. And to accept him as Lord of your life and receive that wonderful gift of salvation. You see that reassurance. Thank God, come because of the truth. Not only we see that, thank God we see it was that truth of the saying of the Word of God. We said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. You see, it was a cry for salvation. We see the sinner, we see the Savior, and we see salvation. I may mention it was a divine picture of grace, and I want to close with the fact that, amen, that sinner, that old thief, repentant thief, had done nothing to deserve salvation. Honey, he was just an old thief. Amen. Robbed folks. Amen. Probably brought harm to folks. Nothing but a thief. Oh, but when he recognized, I believe the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of him and allowed him to recognize who Jesus was. And he cried out and repented. Lord, remember me when I come into thy kingdom. Amen. Jesus said, verily today I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Brother Ed, he didn't have a chance to go out there and do good works. He didn't have a chance to go out there, amen, help those that he had hurt and harmed. He didn't have a chance, amen, to do anything to work his way into heaven. But thank God, it was a divine picture of grace. And then out of old, a low-down, good-for-nothing sinner that was dying justly for what he had done. But thank God, I looked in repentance and cried out in repentance to the Savior. Thank God, Jesus said, today, shalt thou be with me in paradise. He didn't get off the cross and do good to anybody. Amen. He died just a few hours later. But yet, thank God, he received the wonderful gift of salvation. It was the divine grace of God. You see, that's what salvation is, brother. That's what salvation is, sister. It is the divine grace of God that comes to old low-down sinners like us. Amen. Nothing we deserve for salvation. Nothing we can do to merit salvation after we get saved. Amen. It's all through the divine grace of God. Amen. That we are. Amen. And have. Amen. That wonderful gift of salvation. You see, the sinner. The reason for the saying. You see, the Savior. The revelation of the saying. Then you see salvation. Thank God the response. Thank God the reaction. Oh, thank God for the reassurance of that saying. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? In the midst of all this pain and agony, that second saying of the cross pictures the divine grace of God and divine salvation that come to an old sinner through repentance. Amen. Every head bowed, that's the message.